Well, greetings to all of you amazing partners. I'm so excited to be able to take some time with you today with this mentoring moment with our theme. And it's like the days of Noah, because we are in those days. I really believe that. And so we want to help you stay focused and just turning your hearts toward the Lord in even greater ways than you've already done so that you can receive his blessings. But I want to read to you some scripture today. I'm first of all going to highlight Matthew 24. And in the beginning of this chapter, Jesus was, you know, saying to them as they departed from the temple, and he was showing them all the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said, you know, the day's going to come when one stone shall not be left here upon another. It's all going to be thrown down. And so his disciples came to him and said, tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And so Jesus then in Matthew 24, and it's worth reading the whole chapter, begins to unfold to them about the deceptions that will come. Many will come in the name of Christ and deceive many. He goes on to say that there'll be tribulation and persecution and all that sort of thing. And then in verse 36, he says, but of that day and hour, speaking of, you know, the end of all things, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. And that's verses 36 to 39 of Matthew 24. And so Jesus is giving us a clue here. He said, just before he comes, it's going to be like in the days of Noah, where everyone's going to be about doing their own thing. They're not going to have a clue. It's going to be at a time when they don't even expect it. They won't have a clue, because they're going to be eating and marrying and drinking and being given in marriage. And all that's going to happen just like it did in the days of Noah, right up until the day that Noah and everyone entered the ark and they closed the ark. Even at that time, the people around him, even though they were sealed inside the ark, they did not believe it. It wasn't until the rain came and the flood took them all away. It wasn't until then that they even realized it. And I think that we always need that healthy fear of the Lord to know, you know, the day's going to come. It could be today. Are we ready? Is our heart set apart for God? Are we part of the remnant like God had in the days of Noah? Noah and his family were his remnant. There's a remnant of the animals as well that he preserved, but Noah and his house were the remnant. And are you and I part of that remnant? Is our heart fully toward God? You know, Noah was known as a righteous one. Are we righteous before God and before man? And so this is a day and hour where I believe that we need to take heed to the warning of the Lord, examine our hearts, and really know that there is going to be a day where it will be called the end, and it will be like in the days of Noah. Now, another aspect of the days of Noah is that there was such perversion in that day. There was perversion, there was mockery towards God and the ways of God. Those things were going on. And there was all kinds of wacko stuff going that was against God's will, which is like happening today. So I don't think that we're to get concerned about it. We're just to be obedient to what God's saying to do, continuing to preach the gospel so that people can come into the ark. Jesus is the ark. And so that they can come in and be safe, continue to preach that gospel, and live our lives right before the Lord. And so it's going to be like in the days of Noah. And he goes on to say, in verse 40, then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect. Okay, so, you know, this is a very strong word, and I think it's clear. You know, it's giving us an alert not to live our life in fear, but in expectation, with excitement, knowing that Jesus is coming. We just want to make sure that we get as many people in as we can and proclaim that gospel strong, because it's going to come suddenly. It's going to be like a suddenly. So I want to pray for you right now, just that your hearts are completely, completely yielded and abandoned unto the Lord, and that you are established in Him and His ways, that your ways are aligned with His ways, and that He is truly not only your Savior, but your Lord. The days are short. I believe that. No one knows the day and the hour, but it could be in our lifetime. It could be very soon. And I guess the question is, are we ready? Because it says that when He comes, everyone's just going to be thinking there's lots of time. We'll just live our life like we always have, nothing going on here, very special. And then all of a sudden, He's there, okay? And so at that time, it's only those who are ready that are going to be with Him. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are preparing us to stand in this hour, that we would be sober and we would be alert. And I pray that for all of our partners, Lord God, that they'll be so strong in you with an expectation of your glorious return, and their being just brought into your heart and brought into that safe place. But with them will come all their household and all their friends, all their loved ones, and those in their neighborhood, those in the workplace, Lord, that you would give them an audience to bring them to you, Lord God, that they would stand before you with complete salvation in that hour. And so we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in and through our partnership, for the lives that are being reached, and through this ministry, Lord, for the word of the Lord that we can keep sending out to cause people to draw close to the Lord in this hour. So bless you, Lord. Thank you for our partnership. Bless each and every one of their family members and those that they love. In Jesus' name, amen.